By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
And dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning show, morning program. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, this morning especially, we have a brilliant topic, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, because this is what Rise and Shine is all about. Alhamdulillah, waking up, thinking positive, removing all the negativity from our minds, and inshallah, this is what we shall be speaking about today. My dear viewers, let's begin as usual by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم الحمد لله عز وجل My dear viewers, we have, after having listened to the Quran in Naat of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, we then have our daily topic followed by our reminder, daily Hadith Sharif of the day, My dear viewers, and then our final segment. What this segment is, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, those who regularly watch Rise and Shine, they will know. Yes, we also have a guest today, inshallah, we'll also see if he knows. But before that, let's listen to a na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا ایسا تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا یوسف کو تیرا طالب دیدار بنایا یوسف کو تیرا طالب پہ دیدار بنایا. کونین بنائے گئے سرکار کی خاطر, کونین بنائے گئے سرکار کی خاطر, تمہیں سرکار بنایا. کونین کی خاطر تمہیں سرکار بنایا, کنجی تمہیں دی اپنے خزانوں کی خدا نے, اپنے خزانوں کی خدا نے. محبوب کیا مالک و مختار بنایا, بنایا محبوب کیا مالک و مختار بنایا, بنایا ایسا تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا. بیارو مددگار جینے کو مددگار بنایا, ایسوں کا تجھے یار مددگار بنایا. ان کے لب رنگی کی نچھاور تھی وہ جس نے, رنگی کی نچھاور تھی وہ جس نے, پتھر میں حسن لال پرنوار بنایا, پتھر میں حسن لال پرنوار بنایا, تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا. یوسف کو تیرا طالب دیدار بنایا.
ماشاءاللہ, صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. الحمدللہ عز و جل, we have a guest mashallah wearing a beautiful jubba today, he's none other than Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, jazakallahu khaira for joining us Hafiz Sahib. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, today's topic today inshallah azza wa jal we shall be speaking about thinking positive. Now, mashallah, we have a brilliant person for this topic. You see, Hafsa, I was going to speak about this yesterday, but I knew you were coming, so I thought, you know, it'd be better to leave this topic to you. My dear viewers of Madrasa, let's we begin with a parable. We normally begin with a story. He said that once there was a, you know, quite a wealthy person. He came to the masjid, and there was also a very, very poor person. He also comes into the masjid. And that person who looked, you know, poor, he seemed like a very poor individual, he was doing dua, he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was, the dua he was doing, Hafsa, was strange. I don't know, do you ever do this dua? Ya Allah, today I wish, you know, for such and such fruit, I wish for such and such sweet dish, such and such type of food. This is the type of dua he was doing. He was asking for a particular food, a particular sweet dish. SubhanAllah. Now, this, you know, well-off person, you could say, possibly this wealthy person, he was thinking himself, what is this guy doing? Is he trying to make a joke of himself? Is this his way of, you know, asking me? You know, people beg and say, you know, Hafsab can have some money, Hafsab can have this, can have some food. And one is indirectly begging, you know, asking everyone, so he'll think, oh, maybe I'll give it to him. And he said, no, I'm not going to give it to this person. Then what happens? What does he see? That person, he does his dua, then he lays down. And after a short while, another person comes in. This person himself doesn't look very rich, but he brings in a plate of food.
SubhanAllah.
You know, various foods. And he comes and he presents it to that person who is laying down in the corner, that person who was poor and he was asking Allah for food. Now this, you could say businessman, whoever he may have been, this person, this wealthy, well-off person, now it really got to him. He was thinking, wow, he was actually doing dua and now somebody's brought him food. So then he investigates. He investigates my dear viewers of the Dini channel. And he sees what type of food is this that has been given. He realizes it is the same food which that person was asking for. The exact same type of food. So he looks further into it and he asks this person who brings the food. He says to him, do you know this person? Is he related to you? How is it you know him? Why is it you brought him food? What type of food did you bring him? My dear viewers of Madani channel, that person says that I do not know him. I have never met him before. But what happened was, generally, I am a very, very poor person. And, you know, alhamdulillah, sometimes you have those days where you earn a little more. So he said, I had 4.5 mithqal. You can say around about 4 grams of gold, my dear viewers of Madani channel. And he thought to himself, you know, my children, my wife, they like this type of food, so let's buy this for them. So he goes and he purchases this food. And he brings it home for it to be cooked, and he falls asleep.
Mm-hmm.
When he falls asleep, his destiny awakes. He sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dreams. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam tells him, informs him that there's a person in the masjid, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he desires this type of food. Go give it to that person, and you will be guaranteed Jannah. So that person, Allahu Akbar, he awakes, he's excited, he's over the moon. One, he's seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then, upon he's been ensured, guaranteed Jannah, he rushes, he goes to the masjid, and he gives it to this person. My dear viewers, SubhanAllah, there are many lessons to be learned.
SubhanAllah.
But the important one is that wealth of man, he's thinking. Now, how is it he looked at this person? What did he think and what should he have thought? Hafiz al-Fakir, mashallah, again, jazakallahu khairah for joining us. Let's move to you, positive thinking, this parable.
You know, there's Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran as well. And opposite of positive thinking maybe is badzan, you know, thinking bad about someone. Just like in that waqia, that person might be thinking that he's doing it for me. You know, a couple of months ago, we did madrasa teachers training, and it was to give them that positive mindset that when they go into a class. And one of the tasks that the teachers had to do was write on a board about your class, what you think about your class. And it was 99% was all the shout out, you know, the mess about. So everything was negative.
Allah.
And the message that we wanted the teachers to learn was be positive. So out of all that, 99% was negative. So we said to the teachers, or you know, Dr. Zirak, mashallah, he was doing the training, and he says that, look, is there anything good that your students do? And they all said, yeah, he goes, write that down. So at the end, Dr. Sahib, he said that, look, when I told you write about your class, the first thing you said was negative. If you thought positive about a child, you're going to be, inshallah, azawajal, you know, teaching them with a positive mind. There's millions of good things that these children will do, but you all came out with the negative things first. And sometimes when we think about other people, it's always the negative that comes out first. And again, we should be thinking
why
positive.
Why is this, Hafsab?
I think it's a natural amal, it's a natural occurrence, but you have to adopt yourself to a positive, like there is a saying of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that if you see someone and you know he's doing something wrong, then just say to yourself, no, it's my eyes. And there's another saying
this
about...
This actually happened with Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He saw
this person
stealing.
And he says, no, that can't be right, it's my eyes.
Well, what? In fact, he actually approached a person and he says, did you steal? And that person just said, although he saw him stealing, that person said, by Allah, I did not steal. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, maybe my eyes were deceived.
So you know, you have a prophet of Allah, such a high rank prophet like Isa alayhi salam, and look at his way of positive thinking as well. That is a beautiful lesson for us, that we need to be positive about other people. Even be positive about your own self. You know, sometimes you ask people, can you do this? Nah, I can't do this, it's too hard. You know, sadly when it comes to the deen, it's too hard. When it's the dunya, I can go to the other side of the world to do the training to get that job. So always be positive about yourself. There is a thing.
I think, Hafsah, this is overall. It's not only with the deen, generally as well. We find people who they lack positivity even in worldly things. Even in sometimes it comes to work or no, I can't do this. Even if it's exercise, you know, you put on a lot of weight and you're thinking, you know, no, I can't do this. I can't do no exercise. I can't eat healthy. It's in also.
You know, if you look at the other point of view, which is very important, is think positive about the Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. Because, you know, there is a hadith about the mafhum is that the way you think about Allah is the way He will deal with you. So if we think, no, I've committed many sins, again, that's the waswasa, the attack of the shaitan, that is always making you think negative. You've done something wrong. No, I'll never be forgiven. I'm going to be punished. Think good, think positive. Inshallah, make dua, Allah will forgive you.
SubhanAllah, Hafsah, I think, you know, the way you mentioned the teachers, the example again, that was a brilliant example. And that psychologically does affect us, doesn't it? It affects how we deal with people, and especially those people with some sort of authority. It may be a boss, or those people, as example given, who are teachers. Now, if you are going to think that these children, all they're doing is they're bad, they shout, they do this and they do that thing, then automatically your mind is going to be negative, whatever it may be, whatever they may ask, the way you may reply, rather than in a positive way, maybe in a negative way.
I spoke to one of the Nazim sahabs on, in our zone, and we said to him that, look, you go out there and implement what we've learned and then come back and see the results. 1 week later, I went back to that same madrasa, and I saw the Nazim sahab, you know, in the Dua Madina, we have an assembly in the beginning. And he was there, SubhanAllah, this child is going to get this gift. Why? Because look at the way his imama is. Yeah. Now, because he was showing the positive things in a child, that child, he says that, Afsab, I'm not lying, that the behavior of this child has improved more than 50%. He's absolute brilliant now. Why? Because I took the positive things out of him and put the negatives on the side. Exactly the same way at home as well.
Afsab, this is a problem we have in our community also. Between parents and children, especially, you know, the way many people, the way they've grown up, what would happen is when we would do something good, that would never be, you know, it would never be spread, nobody would know, our parents would not know. But as soon as something bad would happen, then even the madrasa, this is how it works, isn't it? Normally the madrasa, they'll call the parents, they'll inform the parents. So what happens is only when we've been bad, that's when our parents find out.
The saying is that bad news travels faster than fire.
Yes,
or, you know, and the thing is, we need to, you know, talk about positive things to especially our younger generation. We live in a society where there's evil, there's everything is there. So if you start talking about evil, 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 that's what they're going to get. I spoke to a young lad now, and really I was shocked and I was very, very saddened. He goes, I used to do hifaz. I went to the madrasa. And all the time, the thing that I got from my teachers was, you're dumb, you can't do it first, you can't do it first. He goes, that came into my mind so much, I left the madrasa. And look at me now.
Again, a very, very important point. The reason being is, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, who is he, my dear viewers? Imam Hazrat Nu'ban bin Thabit, he's known as Imam Azam, even from amongst the four Imams, the four school of thoughts, Imams, the leaders. He's the greatest of them, Imam Azam. And how is it that he wasn't always, you know, Islamic or into the deen? No. He was into his business. He was a brilliant businessman, Madhavi was. What made him come into the deen? one great scholar, Imam Shabir, what did he say? And he says, I see potential within you. You know, go towards, not in, towards the aswaq, not towards the marquees, go and study under a teacher. Why? You have potential. That's all he said. You have potential within you. Now, what did that do? Just those words of one person, those positive words, entirely changed that person's life, as the Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it's changed millions of other people's
lives. I told you a negative point for how it destroyed the career of someone, and then you know how it changed the career of someone that alhamdulillah
positive.
Allah Ta'ala made him one of the greatest imams of our time.
Yes.
You know, so the thing is especially with our children, at this moment of time, you know, the viewers of Madani Channel will be maybe dropping their children off to school, coming back home, turn the TV on, and they're watching us now. The thing is, try to bring the positive things out of your children. They'll do a lot of bad things. Some I've even heard it, you know, when children, he can't do anything. He's dumb, he's not going to do anything. So what's going to happen? You're making your son, you know, not...
You're dumbing him down, basically.
Yeah, so he's never going to come to his normal form again, because at the end of the day, he's going to believe, well, whatever I do is a failure.
He's not going to reach his potential.
And I've sadly seen that, Subhazbe, you know, in the madrasa, there's children, the mashallah, so even if I say that they might not be as clever as the other children, but never ever think to them, don't even talk in front of them in a negative manner, because you're hurting their feelings.
Hassab, one other thing which has just, subhanAllah, come to mind is, all over, our children have been dumbed down. Now, in this day and age, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we call them children, you know, who are at the age of 10, 11, 12, 13, and we call them children, we treat them like children, and then sometimes if they do something wrong, oh, you're grown up. This is what we say, isn't it? What is the reason, my dear viewers? It is because of us. Islam has taught us the age of maturity. It's not when you are 18, the age of maturity is when you become mature. When you become baligh, that person in Islam is considered mature. But if you are going to treat that person like a child, then how can you be anything but a child?
The thing that, like you said, you know, you hit the nail on the head. It's like, so when they do something good, marabacha, marabacha, my son, my son, when they do something wrong, to nikah, are you small? And, you know, you're old enough to understand. The child is going to say, hold on a minute, yesterday I was a baby and now I've grown up all of a sudden. And it's just, it conflicts, you know, in the child's mind, you know, what does he want to be? And I've, sadly because, you know, alhamdulillah, I've been in the madrasa for a long time now. And you see, you know, children come into the madrasa, straight away, sometimes you can look at them and you know that there's something definitely wrong. And, you know, I asked one child, I goes, what's wrong with you? You always seem a bit sad. He goes, oh, my dad always puts me down. I do something good, but he never praises me. I do something bad, then he's always... And he started crying. And I contacted his father. I goes, look, what kind of upbringing are you giving to your child? You know, you're bringing out his... Everyone's got negatives. We're all humans, insan. And we're going to have negative side of us. But try to... The Buzurgan Deen, they say, if someone has 99 faults, but one good thing, just praise him on that one good thing. Just, you know, all myself as well, we shouldn't be just on the talking about these kind of things. Let's do it actionally.
Hassab, another point is, sometimes you need to turn a blind eye. Sometimes you do. Because that allows you that when you do, next time you speak or you were to reprimand somebody, it would have more of an effect. If for every little, you know, minute mistake somebody makes, you're going to pick up on that, then when they do make a big
mistake. And another thing is, Shabazbe, in that tarbiyah also, now this was a tarbiyah for the madrasa teachers, that a child comes to the madrasa, his imama is, you know, just tied round, he's not even in a good way and all that, now his clothes. Instead of saying to that child, look at your imama Sharif, it's not even tied properly. To say to someone whose imama is tied properly, and give him a gift and say, Subhanallah, look at the way his imama is tied, it's so beautiful. If you guys can also follow him as well. Indirectly, you know I'm telling him, but you're praising someone so that he can learn from him as well. And we've seen a very beautiful, positive result out of that as well. And again, these children are in a growing up process, and we need to help them, and we need to bring them up as mature people. The only way is that, you know, you think good about them, their future, think positive. anything that comes that is wrong, then inshallah, as we say, there's other ways that we can deal with things rather than shouting at them, scolding them, you know, kota, gada, unt. I've seen people calling out, and these sadly are the parents. Now, if they can say that in front of us when in the madrasa, just imagine what they're saying at home.
Allah. SubhanAllah, the words they come out with, mashallah. Now, Hassan, subhanAllah, you know, generally, TK, we've spoken about this quite a bit now, mashallah, you know, refrain from. Well, one is negativity overall, isn't it?
Yeah.
But how about negative thinking, positive thinking? Is it stated within the Quran? You also mentioned something like this.
Allah Azza wa Jal, He says inside the glorious Quran, and whoever fears Allah, He will make for him a way out and will provide for him ways where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then He is sufficient for him. Sometimes you're going through a negative patch, you know, a patch in your life where you're all dumbed down, you know, you don't know what's happening, you think that the world is over. So now you're thinking too much negative. Allah Ta'ala, as they say, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will make things better. There's that beautiful story, isn't there, about a person, was he a king or someone? And he said, tell me something, when I'm in a sad mood, it'll cheer me up. And when I'm happy, it will make me think that, no, there's I could be sad again. So he says that always, you know, he would say in front of him that this time will be over. So
right.
The king, when he was always happy, and he said, what do you have to say? He goes, this time will be over. Yeh waqt guzar jayega. And the king used to think, I need to prepare for my death, I need to do that. Whenever he was in a sad mood, he will say, this time will be over. Yeh waqt guzar jayega. And he goes, it's only for partially. Then Allah Ta'ala is going to, inshallah, bring good days to my life. So always, Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah, has planned. Obviously, He's the best of the planners. So in your life, whenever you feel down, you know, just think to yourself, this is just temporary. Allah, inshallah, make dua. Allah Ta'ala can bring back them days. And I've just read the verse and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mafhum is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that strange is the affair of the Muslim. Verily, all his affairs are good for him. If something pleasing befalls him, he thanks Allah, and it becomes better for him. And if something harmful befalls him, he is patient, sabr, and it becomes better for him. And this is only for the mu'min. So Allah, those who are mu'min, you know, alhamdulillah, if you go through that stage, always think of positively, Allah Ta'ala is the one who will change your destiny.
And it's very, very important being satisfied with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will come back to this point, Hafizab. But before that, we've got something for you and for the viewers of Madani Channel. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you do know the viewers of Madani Channel that whenever we have a guest, we also have our daily picture. MashaAllah, today we also have an image. Let's see what today's image is. Hafizab, what is it we see on the screen? We see somebody taking a selfie, and we also see, you know, we see a note and a, you can see another person holding some sort of utensil, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, alhamdulillah, Azzallah, Hafizab, if you have not taken a look at it, you can have a very good look, because it has been said, a picture speaks a thousand words, Hafizab. So hopefully we'll be hearing a lot from you on this, inshallah.
Ji.
You had a good look at it?
Ji.
MashaAllah, brilliant. Not now, towards the end of the program, inshallah. Now, Hafizab, I was speaking in regards to satisfaction, that when we are at ease, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are in difficulty, we are patient, and we are always satisfied with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we are satisfied.
You know, if you look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went through a lot of difficulties, a lot of problems, yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to always think how to better the lives of his ummatis. That's something that we can learn as well. If you're going through a bad patch in your life, what happens naturally is you think, yeah, I'm going through this difficulty, I want him to go through that as well. I want him to go through this as well. But if you look at the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lived for 3 years, you know, in Shaab-e Abi Talib, in the open air. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to always think positive and good about his ummatis. How can I better their lives? And even in Makkah, when the kuffar were taunting and persecuting the Muslims, he thought good about them and told them to migrate from there. So think.
I'm just thinking, Asaf. Imagine at that moment thinking negative.
Allahu Akbar. You're not going to achieve anything out of negativity. But the thing I want to come across was that, you know, even if you are going through a tough time, don't make dua and don't always think, yeah, I wish he went through that as well. I wish he did that as well. Especially, you know, who comes to your mind is your enemies, those people who you don't like. For example, if you're going through a very bad patch, yeah, financially, you know, and then you see other people enjoying it in their lives, but you don't like them. So immediately what happens, I wish he was gone through that. Fir mazasi, fir, why though? Why are you thinking about that? The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, even if you're going through a bad time, you think good about other people as well. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, Allah is with those who are patient. So have sabr and always make dua. That's where other sins start to come up. You know, like ghibah, jughli, you know, hatred, all these kind of sins will come in just because Allah Ta'ala is testing you. Maybe it's a test from Allah Ta'ala. And maybe Amir al-Sunnah says that it's a punishment for the sins that we've done. You know, and Allah Ta'ala is making us go through this time because our sins can be forgiven. So always realize that Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is whatever is happening, it may be a test from Allah, it may be because of the sins, but don't think bad about other people as well. And you know, this is how optimistic the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was. And inshallah, if we can act upon this sunnah as well, inshallah, you know, we will go a lot of ways. As they say, you think good about other people, good thing will happen to you as well.
SubhanAllah. Now, generally, even, you know, badzan, as we call it, meaning thinking negative, this has also been, in a way, prohibited within the Quran. We have been told that those people who believe, ijtanibu kaseer min al-zan, that refrain from zan, my dear viewers. What is zan? Zan's generally, then is sinking into things. Why? Because some zan, inna ba'da zan, that some types of zan, my dear viewers, could be a sin, an ism. It could be a sin. And the brilliant thing is, the majority of times when we do start. Now remember, to even search for a defect within somebody, that itself is wrong, my dear viewers. But then, to what we are speaking about is, without having a reason, for example, I called Hafiz Saab this morning, and let's just say Hafiz Saab didn't reply, mashallah he replied, I hope he wasn't replied, he didn't reply while I was driving Hafiz Saab, but mashallah he replied. If he didn't reply, me thinking, oh, you know, he's not picking on my call, you know, we think negative, don't we? If you were to call somebody, and he didn't react or he didn't reply, maybe he didn't hear you. But what do? We think negative, and we think, oh, now that's it, nowadays he's fine, nowadays, you know, everything's running fine with him, he's a big man now, he doesn't need us no more, you know, he thinks he's all, he's full of himself.
The shaitan starts to, you know, starts to play about with your mind. And a lot of these examples Amir al-Sunnah has given in the beautiful book, Ghibat Ki Tabakariyam, you know, and he mentions all of these kind of things. And another thing is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to spread good news. You know, not bad news. And this is why a lot of people today, sadly, whenever, like you mentioned earlier on, some bad happens, you know, and we spread it like wildfire. You get everywhere, you get messages, you know, why are you sending it to me for? You know, and like the other day, there was this guy, you know, you can say that he was a politician. He's a Muslim, isn't he, at the end of the day? He's a politician, he's done something wrong, and what's happened? They're spreading it all over. Oh, look, this is what this guy's done, this is what this guy. You know, he was still a Muslim, that's his own private life, leave it to that. You know, why are you telling other people? But good things, if that same person did something good, you'll never find out about anything.
See, Hafsab, you know, this is something which has been going on for a very, very long time. Even the people, they would say that they fear a person speaking bad about them, especially poets. They fear poets more than they would fear a man's sword. And this has so much meaning behind it. What is the reason? Because if a person had a sword, inshallah, he will kill you.
Yeah.
But a poet or something, because it would spread, wouldn't it? That was their method of spreading information through poetry in them days. But a poet will not only destroy your life whilst you're alive, but also your memories when you've gone, when you're dead.
Yeah.
My dear viewers, you know, this is the impact which words have. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never fade.
Right, yeah.
So my dear viewers, yes, you know, it does have a huge effect. And depression happens up. So many people are suffering from depression. What is the reason for depression? Allahu Akbar. The main reason is negative thinking.
Negative thinking.
What happens, Hafizab, you know, things like Facebook nowadays. I'm not saying, you know, these things could be used for good and bad. You have a knife could be used for good and bad. But sadly, majority is used for bad, my dear viewers, and other social media platforms. Not just one specifically, there's so many. Now, the problem is, Hafizab, tell me, the state you are in now, let's just say you're feeling sad. Will you ever take a picture of yourself and put it on social media?
No.
What will you do? Smile for the picture.
Yeah.
This is what happens. Whenever you see anybody's picture, it's all selective now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whenever you choose to place or share anything on social media, has anybody ever shared, you know, when they're sad? Do people share when they're sad? Whenever they're sharing a picture of themselves, it's only when they're smiling. So what does a person looking at this think? A person thinks, his life is perfect. This person has no problems. He's always eating meals here. And you know, people take pictures of others' meals and put it on their own social platform.
Another beautiful waqia, Shabazz bhai. You know, there was a businessman and he used to sell shoes. And he sent one of his team workers to a poor country where they don't know where shoes. So he sent him to that country and there was these two businesses. Both of them sent their reps out to these countries, go and sell them. So one of the reps, in negative thinking, he goes and he says, where have you sent me? No one even wears shoes here. I'm not going to sell any. I'm coming back. So they go, all right, come back. And the other rep, positive thinking, he goes and he says, all the shoes that you've got, send them. No one wears shoes here. I can sell all of them. So again, look at the positive thinking. And there's another beautiful waqia that comes into mind. You know, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in Ghari Hira, the cave Hira, the first revelation of the Quran was, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back home to Sayyidah Khatija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he was feeling scared, and you know, Sayyidah Khatija radiallahu ta'ala anha, what did she do? She just said, oh my God, what's going to happen? Asa tabahi ki, all this is going to happen. Yeah, but what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She comforted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said that it's never going to happen to you. You're a very nice person. You help the poor people. In the same way, you know, for us family members, if something, you know, maybe the husband's come back from work. Nowadays, women work as well. So if they come back from work and the husband sees and he says, what's happened? Oh, this happened at work. It's all right. It's not end of the world. Don't worry. I'll make a cup of tea for you. We'll sit down. Let's talk about it. Rather than saying, oh my God, what's going to happen? Okay, this is going to happen. So what's happened is, as they say, negative breeds negativity as well. One person was negative, now you got the whole family thinking as negative. Why someone's bad has happened? Always, there must be something good that you can talk about in there.
But happens up, you can't always think positive.
Always thank Allah Ta'ala.
Always thank Allah.
Always thank Allah. Like they say, you know, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You thank Allah, He'll give you more. You know, so if you're going through a bad patch, yeah, just think about the good times that you had. They were from Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, this is one of our main akidas, isn't it? وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Good and bad is from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So always thank Allah Azza wa Jalla in every situation. And if you look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala went through such a difficult time. Ahad, ahad, ahad. That's what we find in the books. He used to say, Ya Allah, I thank you. And that's what we need to do as Muslims. Always thank Allah Azza wa Jal. You never know, that could be a time that we connect ourselves to our Rabb. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, think positively, you'll get positive results.
SubhanAllah. And it was actually an individual, a companion by the name of Hazrat Abdullah radhiyallahu anhu, who saw the dream of the azan.
SubhanAllah.
Because, you know, they were thinking, what should we use to call the people towards the masjid?
SubhanAllah.
And this companion, he heard the azan, and then he comes and he rushes happily to inform the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
And if you think,
he said a few companions had this story, because he mentions that Bilal radhiallahu ta'ala anhu and the patience he had. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to him? He said, go inform Hazrat Bilal radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. And you know, you could tell he was thinking that, you know, I saw the dream. He was wanting himself to say that there are many people were wishing to be, you know, the muazzin. And the scholars state that why Hazrat Bilal? Because through all that difficulty, he said, ahad, ahad, now allow him to, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had chosen him to in the streets say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and to call people to Salah. That was through that difficulty. So that's, you know, after the difficulty ease, inshallah.
And then what happens is, a person who thinks good is going to achieve good as well. You know, for example, if you have someone who thinks negative, is he ever going to achieve any good things? Very rarely. Why? Because he's always put himself down, he's always thinking negative, he's always, you know, in a mood where he thinks he's useless. So he's not going to improve himself. Whereas someone, you know, today we fly in planes, we get a journey of weeks and months in hours. Someone actually flew the plane. So many people died in that transaction, where a lot of people killed themselves, where they were trying these things out. People were, you know, killed. But then years later, we have the plane. So the thing is,
you mean first we used to have those balloons types, didn't we? I can't remember what they're called. And then due to the lining,
you know, the first plane was made out of wood. And when they were trying to fly that plane, because of the heavy weight of the plane and all that, the design wasn't right. But they still tried, didn't they?
Persevered. Yeah. Perseverance is better than defeat.
Subhanallah. So they tried, and we've achieved it today. Yes. So in your life, don't think that I am a failure. Don't think you can't do anything. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala has got something better planned.
And if somebody was to tell you you're a failure,
yeah, just say to him that, no, Alhamdulillah, I'm an achiever.
Inshallah. Yes, my dear viewers, and it does play a huge effect. Nevertheless, Alhamdulillah, we have our daily reminder each and every single day. Let's see what we have as a reminder today. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My sweet Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, parents should give their children a good, good upbringing. They should give them the mindset of having love for each other, protecting life, possessions of each other, and having respect for each other from their childhood. It is imperative that we do this from childbirth, because what happens is when you sow a seed into the earth, the seed, you give it water, it starts to grow, it grows into a beautiful flower, then you give it more water, you put it into the sunlight, so it creates photosynthesis. Then what happens is all of a sudden that flower turns into a bush, then turns into a tree. And when it turns into a tree, because it's adulthood, it bears fruits for you to eat, my sweet Islamic brothers. Just like the flower, the seed, the bush and the tree. Insan, children are exactly the same. When they are born, we need to start with the tarbiyah straight away. We need to make sure that they have halal sustenance. We need to make sure that we talk to them with love and respect. We need to make sure that they talk to others with love and respect. We need to make sure that they love their elder brothers, their younger brothers, and they love their parents. This is something that we have to do. We have to give that tarbiyah to that child. But if we are going to be thinking we will do this when they're older, then I'm sorry, my sweet Islamic brothers, it will be too late. My sweet Islamic brothers, one way of doing this is getting your children involved in the environment of Dawat Islami. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, when they attend the Madrasatul Madina, what will happen is they will get the tarbiyah of working or talking and respecting the elders, respecting the youngsters, saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. They will learn the Shajara Sharif, they will learn Quranic ayahs, they will learn the Madni Qaida with full tajweed. My sweet Islamic brothers, when they go home, they will kiss their parents on the forehead and they will kiss their father on the hands. What more do you need? This is what we are looking for, to help our children to become better mu'min. And inshallah azza wa jal, after they have finished Madrasatul Madina and they're older, inshallah azza wa jal, they will say to you that I want to become an alim, hafiz, mufti. This is what they're going to say. And what more do you need in your life where you have a child who becomes an alim? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Now mashallah Hafiz Sahab, this reminder which the brother did mentioned is a beautiful reminder, and it goes brilliantly with our topic, his upbringing, isn't it? We mentioned how, and you know, psychologically, whenever parents have a negative type of thinking, the children are also the same.
Gee.
And this plays a huge impact. Why? Because he gave a beautiful example again that, you know, a plant, or even if you were to sow within the ground a tree, and that later becomes a tree, but it's not initially, it's not automatically, it doesn't immediately become a tree, does it? But first it has to be nurtured, you know, you have to give water to it. And my dear, if it was only after that does it become a tree, and then does it bear fruit. But if it is not going to be nurtured, then it will die. Now similarly with your children, if you do not nurture them, if you do not give them a good upbringing, if you're always being negative, that will make them negative, and it will affect them negatively.
You know, physically, that also has an effect. And it says that a person who is positive-minded person, he doesn't have depression. Now, because depression leads to so many illnesses. Yeah, and one of the illnesses, one of the benefits is that the scientists, the doctors, they say you live longer because, you know, if you think positive, oh, we believe that whatever is written for us, we know that. But another thing is that you have less incidents in your life, you know, your children, because you're positive, your children will be positive as well. And then you're more likely to be in content and in peace all the time. Summer happens, like we mentioned before, thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that. You're taking the opportunity, aren't you? Because I'm speaking. And then you are, you know, a person who is more positive minded is, you know, he can tackle difficult times in his life. Now, because the incident was about children, you know, sometimes children will do something. I read an incident about someone. He bought a new car. Now his son got a knife from inside. He's about 3-4 years old,
right.
And he bought a knife and he started to, you know, tear into the seats.
Oh.
Now when the dad found out, he was so angry, and you know, Shaitan just took over him. He says that he beat him up so much, and then he put him onto the fan at home, and he made him, you know, hang upside down from the fan, just because he was teaching him. It was only 3 years old. Now what happened?
3 years old?
3 years old. He was 3 years old. He beat him up and he hanged him on the fan. And then when his son was taken to hospital, he died in hospital, and that same father hanged himself up from that same fan as well. So what happens is, all these kind of things, you know, especially when you're bringing up, that is not the way.
See, also, that's anger, isn't it?
That, again, yeah. you have to, some people say, oh, I can't control anger. There's no point talking about it. Do something about it, because, astaghfirullah, this can lead to some, you know, look at what happened here. You know, it's led to
It said, you know, in regards to anger, it said that the neurological response is only 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Meaning the actual anger within a person only lasts for 2 seconds.
Jeez.
After that is your reaction to the anger.
Yeah.
So
you can't think that, yeah, you know, what I'm doing is wrong. You know, when you lash out someone, you swear at someone, you start breaking the pandeya home. You know, you just think to yourself that, look, you know, I need to calm myself down.
You would
down.
Think in that incident a person may really, you know, he may get angry, he may lose, yeah, control. But then to that level,
you know, go to that level. It's just, you know, and when I, to be honest with you, I just couldn't read that article when I was reading it. It's like, that sadly happened in Pakistan, but I just could not read that article, you know. How can someone be so cruel that he's, but end of the day, what happened? When he did come to his senses, the only way out was going to hang myself, because he, you know, when he came to his senses, what have I done? And this is exactly what happened.
But I think the important part is not the actual act, but what led to the act, isn't it?
Gee.
Because he couldn't control his anger.
Gee.
This is what his anger has led him to. And in fact, there's actually the saying, isn't there? There's something in regards to anger, because you may jump into the fire of hell.
Gee.
Something along jumping, where, you know, when a person gets angry, really, he jumps out, doesn't he? And he does really bad things. Be very, very careful. Control your anger, lest it may take you to the fire of
Jahannam. And another, the Buzurgan Deen, the scholars, they mentioned that, you know, when you do have a problem in your life, think about the positive solutions to that. Don't think about, you know, the bad things.
Give us an example, how? What?
Now, for example, if you're going through a bad time, yeah, a lot of times nowadays people will go through financial difficulties, yeah. Right. Now, you're sat at home and some, you know, you got this bill to pay, you've got that bill to pay, then your wife's nagging you, we need to buy that, we need to do that. Instead of lashing out and saying, where can I get the money from? And always just think to yourself and say, right, how, one beautiful thing that I learned from Nigrani Shura and Rukne Shura was, whenever you have problems, highlight them problems and tackle one at a time. Financial problems, wife nagging you, children wanting this, doing this has happened, here, gadi, car's broken down. Sit back and just relax to yourself. Maybe Allah Ta'ala wanted this to happen so that I can get close to Him. You know, just think towards, and even seek help and advice from people. Yeah, but don't think bad, oh, the world's coming to an end, now you're starting to shout at home, so you're not going to get any respect at home like that. And then if you haven't got that money to pay the bills, you're not going to avoid them, you're not going to say, right, okay, I'm going to put it on the shelf, maybe they're going to forget. It's never going to happen. Always think positive, tackle each thing one at a time. Where you need help, go and ask for help. For example, and this is, I say to the people as well, I know it's really hard. We live in times, yeah, where we can't even trust our own brother if we want to give him money or not. And there's so many people who go, well, I gave my money to my brother, he hasn't given the money
people
back to me.
People say money and blood doesn't make
you. You know, but there are, alhamdulillah, people out there. And I say to the Islamic brothers, the viewers of Madani Channel, please, if you see someone who is in debt, in problem, what's the point you spending money in a country, you know, so many thousands of miles away? You know, just try to please again. Well, I'm not going to tell the thingy, but again, you know, you're helping people hundreds of miles away. Your neighbor is struggling. And maybe you've got that money stashed at home. Why? Go and help him. Get some reward. And if you were to give that money, that happened, Sashbazi, one incident happened. Allah Ta'ala, it works in mysterious ways. This guy, he never used to help his family members. People used to go up to him and go, oh, no, my colleague. And so, it was like motto, so he had a motto. If someone came to him to ask for money, he would say, yara miki diyo. So people will say, saadu zada pukhamar na. So they never used to go to him, but he had the money. One day, someone broke into his house. They pinched nearly £70,000 in cash. So many, you know, hundreds of tola of gold. He's not going to go to the police station and say, I've got 70 grand, I've been robbed out of, you know, so he's going to get to bother. So again, you know, Allah Ta'ala works in mysterious ways. So think positive, help these people out there. You know, there might be, your own neighbor might need that help. He might have missed his mortgage because he's been ill.
And we're living in such a time where everything is evolves around showing off. So when we, even when we give charity, in fact, subhanAllah, that's going to also come later, isn't it? Inshallah, in our daily picture. Let's have a reminder also, my dear viewers. We have listened to our reminder, mashallah. After the reminder, let's move to our next segment. Our next segment is the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, we are all aware of the importance of making dua in light of various ayat and ahadith that we've heard in this regard. Can we imagine how blissful it would be to make dua through the words of supplication used by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Subhanallah, cited in Sahih Bukhari, narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala, and that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam used to supplicate in these words, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasali wal-jubni wal-harami. That, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I seek refuge from you from helplessness. I seek refuge from you from laziness, from cowardice, and from feeble old age. Wa a'udhu bika min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamad. And I seek refuge from you from afflictions of this life and death. Wa a'udhu bika min adhabil qabr. And I seek refuge from you from the punishment of the grave. Subhanallah, what a beautiful dua. What is one asking in this dua is a means of attaining a peaceful life and a peaceful death as well, as one is asking to be safeguarded from dependency, from helplessness. He's been asking, he's supplicating to be saved from such laziness that will deter him from carrying out good deeds. And then from all pains and sorrows of life and death, ultimately deliverance from the punishment of the grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this beautiful dua in our right. Ameen, bijahi an-nabi al-ameen, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I'm Adi Viewers, alhamdulillah, you're watching Raz and Shana, our final segment. Inshallah, yes, we shall hear about one particular fruit. Hafiz Saab, generally in Raz and Shan, we, you know, especially when we have a guest, we try to get a bit personal. One incident in your life, maybe, mashallah, you don't have children, don't you? Maybe a junior Hafiz and Fakir Saab also. Yeah. Now, any sort of experience, you know, real life experience, you've had positive thing and you think, wow, you know, it's done magic?
I can relate to one incident. We had a parents' evening in school, and I had my sons and my daughter with me. We were all going to, because they all went to the same school. So we went to the school, and I wanted to park my car up. It was their mom's car, actually. So I never drove that car, so I wasn't used to the controls. And what happened was I scraped with another car. Now, my children were there. They were looking at me. They knew that I've scraped the car. Well, how am I going to react to that? Again, I thought to myself, if I... No one's looking at me, it's dark, nothing's going to happen. So even if I go away, I'll repair my car and that's it. I'll get away with it. But then no, as a Muslim, you know, I said that no, this is the time that I need to teach my children that what is wrong and how you should tackle this. So what I did was I wrote a note and I said that, look, I'm sorry, I scraped your car as I was parking. This is my phone number, please contact me and you know, we'll take you from there. So I told my son, Putar, go and put that on the screen,
yeah,
on the windscreen. And he put it on the windscreen and he goes, Dad, why did you do that for? And I said, that, look, it's my fault. Why should someone suffer because of me? And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us wealth, he's given us Islam and Iman. 3 months later, yeah, I got a phone call. You know, sometimes you think, Jalo, shukar hai, puh ligi hai. But this is, you know, what happened was 3 months later, you know, I got a phone call that you scraped my car and you left a note. You know, that it was a male teacher in the school, and he says, he wasn't a Muslim. He goes, I'm so impressed with you that you left a note, you know, saying that it was your fault. People don't do that in the real world. I goes, yeah, look, this was a time for me to give neki gidawa to him. I said, look, I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah. And I had my children with me, and I didn't want to give them a negative upbringing. So alhamdulillah, what is the damage? And he said, the damage was £170. I don't want nothing from you. I forced him £170. I goes, no, I'm sorry. You know, I was me who caused the problem. There you go, that's your £170. I've got the money, alhamdulillah, stashed up at home in my mattress, don't worry. But I gave him that money. So alhamdulillah, I felt so proud of myself that look, alhamdulillah, I've given a good upbringing to my children. May Allah Ta'ala, you know, make it like that always.
Yeah,
not always having accidents and causing problems to people, but bring it up, you know.
Allahu Akbar, mashallah. I'm just thinking that teacher also, when he came and he saw the no, what do you think he saw? Maybe I got a ticket or something? Yeah. Negative, positive, thinking says, you know, Allahu Akbar. Mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honestly reward you. My dear viewers, yes, those of you that are parents, I think the majority who will be watching will be parents. Remember, you also have a duty, not as parents, maybe as teachers, as anybody who has some sort of influence over other people. It is your duty to set an example. Even if it's not your duty to set an example, generally you should do good. Every Muslim should be an example. Every Muslim should
sometimes
be an example.
You know, you get rewarded. I read about a taxi driver in Dubai. He had a job, and this was a big, rich American businessman. And he left his a small bag in the taxi, and that was full of diamonds. He was a diamond dealer. and it was full of diamonds worth so many millions of pounds. And that person, that taxi driver, took that bag, opened it, he saw there was diamonds. But he was a Muslim, alhamdulillah, his iman was more heavier. So what happened was, he went to the police station and he said, look, I found this bag, and can you contact this person, or anyone contacts you. 2 days later, the police, they ring him and they come, can you come to the police station, we found the owner, we think. So he said that, yeah, there was this person. So he was, you know, and that person gave him $1 million in gift.
Allah.
So in return, yeah, the guys are gifted by Allah Ta'ala. So you do good to people, Allah Ta'ala will do good to you as well.
SubhanAllah, mashallah, beautiful examples given there, my dear viewers on the channel. Without further ado, shall we move to our last segment, inshallah, then we will have some more words on our topic, also our daily image. Again, my dear viewers, take a good look at our image. Now, Hafsaf, would you say you're a fan of fruits?
I love fruits, alhamdulillah.
You love fruits, and how regularly would you?
I eat near every day, alhamdulillah.
So you would you have five a day? So you would have your five a day?
I don't think so, I don't know.
Maybe there's one particular fruit you like, you'll eat something every day.
What I do is, alhamdulillah, you know, mix all the fruits, bananas, apples, grapes and kiwi, mix them all together.
Yeah, you mix them all together, subhanAllah. MashaAllah, that's how I have it as well. But if you would take another good look at our picture, and inshallah, you know, the picture itself is so much behind it, honestly, and it reasons so much. And in this day and age, my dear viewers, as I mentioned, everything evolves around ostentation, showing off, doesn't it? I think even businesses, they thrive on other people showing off. You know, whatever it is, if you can take a picture there, if you can show you there, everybody wants to be there. This is what makes businesses thrive and, you know, etc. But people are feeding off other individuals who are showing off. Now, Hafsab, I've got another question for you. Do you eat seasoned fruits or overall you eat any fruit?
I eat anything, to be honest.
Right, just some words of advice that somebody, mashallah, an elderly person, he gave to me. What he said to me was, you know, mashallah, eating fruit, and because alhamdulillah, I try to have my five a day. And he said, you know, that's brilliant, but try to eat seasoned fruits. And the reason he gave is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to give us different fruits in different seasons. And undoubtedly, there is wisdom in it.
SubhanAllah.
So if you were to have that, then undoubtedly it will be more beneficial.
InshaAllah.
And this is, mashallah, honestly, after that, I thought to myself that yes, you know, for example, it's the winter, we have the pomegranate, we have oranges, I think, coming now also. And so, inshallah, you know, try to eat those.
You know, the hikmah that Allah Ta'ala knows best, and maybe you can answer that. You know, in the summer, we have mangoes, and they tend to know that garma.
Garam, yeah.
And in the summer, you got kinu, malte, pomegranates, and they're supposed to be, you know, cold, tender fruit.
Meaning they have cold effects.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand this concept, Hafsab. Do you know this?
I don't
know. What we have in our, it's mainly, it's like the sub-Indian continent, isn't it? Where we call some types of food that are garam. For example, like we also have the, what do you call it, pistachios, and different types of nuts.
Yeah. Almonds,
meaning they have a hot effect. So meaning making your blood boil, you can say. So people begin to have nosebleeds. And other foods have cold effects. I did look it up. We don't really have this concept. You know, in terms of, in the Western world, you know, we don't really have this.
I used to have, you know, I'm very hot blooded, me, as they say. Okay, I mean, even if I sleep at night, I might not even have the razai on me because I feel hot at night. You know, and the thing is, if that is the case, then someone told me that you need to eat those things that have the cold effect.
Yes, which have a cold effect.
Yeah, so that will cool
you. How would you explain this to an English audience?
That for example, if you have burning sensations all the time, heart burns, and you know, even in the winter you're feeling cold, your feet are burning, so that means that you're having that burning effect, and for that you need to eat something that will calm that down, because
something that will cool it.
Yeah.
Not something cold. Some people may be thinking cold water.
Cold water.
But cold water has a
negative effect. Yeah.
Not negative, a warm effect.
Acha, mashallah.
Is because that's how it does, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cold water is like it's garam also.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was in Pakistan and it was very, very hot, and I had to think, you know, ice in water, drink it.
Calms you, cools you down.
Yes, that has a,
We went on Hajj and we had this guy and I had a really sore throat because of drinking cold water. Mm. And this guy comes up and he goes, Janab, thunda pani piyo. So Dr. Saab was with us as well. He goes, Maru hoi na ki? You know, he's going to die because, you know, he's already got a sore throat. That's because of cold water.
Yes.
So, you know, when you get a sore throat, when you, some people think that when it's warm, you should drink cold. It doesn't have that.
So in this way we are no help to the audience. In a way, subhanAllah, we've not benefited them, have we? All we know, many people, they ask some foods which have a warm effect. Other foods which have a cold or a cool effect, many people, on the channel. I have looked this up in English. I've spoken to other brothers which...
you know, if I eat mangoes in the summer, and I eat mangoes like nobody's business, as they say, you know, I normally, what I do is I have to drink milk on top of that.
Yes, because milk has cool
effect. Because if I don't drink milk, I start getting headaches. And it doesn't matter how many paracetamols I take, it doesn't get better. It's because my body's, you know, warm up.
SubhanAllah. Anyhow, let's go to the fruit, my dear viewers of the channel. We have a fruit segment. Let's take a look at today's fruit segment. And Hafsa, we need to tell you if you've ever heard of this fruit. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The pomelo fruit, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, something many of you would have never heard of. It is a citrus fruit that has a number of health benefits for each and every single one of us. Health benefits of the pomelo include its ability to boost the immune system, yes, normal, improve digestion, yes, normal for fruits, lower blood pressure, reduce cramping. This is not normal, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. It may also help reduce signs of premature aging. Yes, and it helps weight loss, it boosts oral and dental health. Pomelo is considered a citrus fruit and it is closely related to grapefruits. Now, its scientific name is Citrus maxima. It's called this because from amongst the citrus fruits, this is the largest one of them all. The closest in size to these kind of citrus fruits is the grapefruit. Pomelo is primarily found in Southeast Asia, which is its native region. It has not become popular in other parts of the world. Why? Because it typically takes 8 years to grow before the seed can begin to flower and even bear any fruit. Also, much of the weight and the volume of this pomelo is tough and inedible, while only the inner flesh is palatable. The taste of pomelo is quite pleasant, with the consistency of grapefruit, however, without the tart or the tangy flavor. This fruit is usually pale green or yellow in color, so a bit to the side from the orange, while the edible flesh inside is pulpy and white, pink, or red, depending on the variety. The reason that this is so popular amongst not us Madhya viewers but in Southeast Asia is because it has so many vitamins, minerals, and organic content such as vitamin C, potassium, dietary fiber, vitamin B6, and magnesium. Yes, it boosts immunity, it aids in digestion, it regulates blood pressure, it is good for weight loss. But as I mentioned, that this also prevents cramping. Yes, potassium is important for the fluid balance in our bodies. It is a key aspect of muscle cramping and stiffness. Without proper levels of potassium, you will likely face cramps and become susceptible to pulled muscles and torn ligaments. Luckily for us, pomelo supply a good amount of potassium content which can help achieve this health goal. This also improves bone health. Yes, another boon of adequate potassium is that it can aid in preventing osteoporosis. Potassium intake has been connected to bone mineral density as it helps to facilitate the uptake of other essential minerals for keeping our bones strong. Eat pomelo, also give it to your children. It also improves wound healing. Yes, why? Because high vitamin C content has been shown to help replace dead tissue with healthy tissue, and it promotes wound healing. Pomelo fruit contains vitamin C, much of it. Obtaining adequate amounts from this fruit and other fruits also promotes the development of collagen, which makes the skin more flexible and fastens up healing. So the high levels of minerals, potassium, vitamin C, vitamin A, etc. in this fruit, on the downside, on the negative side, can also make it hazardous for patients with liver and kidney conditions. Also, patients with hypertension must speak with a healthcare professional, as pomelo lowers the blood pressure significantly. So, eat pomelo, but also first consult your doctor. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Hafaza pomelo.
First time I've working, you said like you've never heard of it, I've never heard of it. Where do you find that? In the Amazon forest?
Allahu Akbar, we just said Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia, okay.
Yes, Southeast Asia. I think Amazon forest is in Brazil.
Brazil, yes.
Yes,
not far off.
That's South America, no, yeah, not far off.
Nearly there. No, I've never heard of that fruit before, no.
Subhanallah. But my dear viewers, you know, there are many benefits in it, Hafsaban. Yes, and all fruits have many benefits. But this is a bit different, isn't it? You would think, when you open it, you think it's an orange. I think whilst it was closed, it looked more like a, you know, some sort of plum. Mm. It's
from outside,
not, yeah. It's not orange in color. It's yellow. It's,
no, like you said, it looks like a grapefruit or an orange type.
Yes, because it's big, it looks like grapefruit. Like, but shall I tell you what I love about it so much is that, especially nowadays in the cold, I don't know if it's the same with you, if you do any sort of, you know, exercise or anything, you easily get cramps.
I've got a lot of mouth exercise.
MashaAllah. But generally, even if you don't exercise, sometimes you could just be sitting and
yeah.
You could, you know, before you go, you get a cramp. And I get these quite regularly.
I do as well.
So
I was leading Zohr Namaz yesterday, and I got the cramp, and I thought, what am I going to do here? So I could not take it, so I sat the other way. But I get them regularly as well, so this is quite good for cramps.
So this is good for cramps, brilliant. And also osteoporosis.
Yeah.
Mentioned, meaning there's weak bones.
All right,
so people who suffer from weak bones, and, you know, calcium also, things like this are brilliant for weak bones. And you see, the strange thing and the reason why people is not so famous is because how they mentioned, if you can take a look, how this the skin is so thick.
Gee.
The skin is so thick, but yet the actual fruit, the part which is edible and palatable, is very, very small.
And then also, it grows after 8 years.
Yes, grows after, subhanAllah, these pictures of the Hafiz al-Pakistan, there's a pineapple behind us, you know, this kiwi and all these fruits. Shall I tell you one thing, Hafiz? Alhamdulillah, motivates me to have fruit. And do you know which one? Whichever one is on screen.
Subhanallah.
Honestly, one day we had strawberry, I was thinking, you know, that's it. From now on, I just want to eat strawberries. So good. And this is a brilliant thing, mashallah. And I hope our viewers are also benefiting. And inshallah, you will also benefit. So maybe next time, if you are in Southeast Asia, then maybe you'll come across.
I'll go for pomelo fruit hunting day.
Yes, and remember, rise and shine, inshallah. Now, we don't have very long left, Hafiz Saab. Our picture. What do you think of the picture?
Definitely a picture paints a thousand words, as they say. And nowadays, we sadly, I think it's someone who's trying to give charity, but just to tell the world, just to show off that he gives charity in the way of Allah. And sadly, this is exactly what happens. majority of the time, not always, majority of the time, where people, even if they help someone, it's only, you know, to remind them that I was the one who did this for you. And then just to show the world, you know, how, you know, helping I am.
Another thing, if you realize, don't like he mentioned about we don't give it to our neighbors,
Ji.
Our own relatives. Why? Because our own relatives are not going to want to show that such and such person, you know, gave me money.
Ji.
But what happens, my dear viewers, is if it's something which is going to go in the newspapers, you know, there's a local person who's going in this sport, and be like, oh, yes, we'll sponsor it. Why? Because our picture is going to go into the newspaper.
Yes. I heard of someone, you know, when the earthquake happened in Pakistan in 2005, a particular person went and he had millions of pounds collected from people here, went to Pakistan, and he did not give to a certain charities because they didn't have the photographers and the media there for him when he was giving the check. He said, no, I'm not going to give it to them. Where's the media? So the thing is, are we doing everything for the media? So what are we doing for the pleasure of Allah? Mm-hmm. And then again with the selfies, sadly, you know, someone sent me a video, a live video broadcast of a bus that fell into a ditch. People were dying, crying out for help. But these people were making a film, you know, and they were beaming it live to the world. Oh, look what an accident happened. Why are we not helping these people rather than making a film? Because he wants to put it on his YouTube channel.
Yes, you know, we will always want to be the first ones, don't we, to put something up so we could get views. And
so we're not helping people, we're just, you know, it's, again, it's selfishness that we were trying to boost our ratings. But a man's life is not, you know, it's worthless now in the eyes of some people.
Allahu Akbar. Very sadly. Anyway, my dear viewers of the Islam, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla. Hafsab, your last few words. Today we did speak about negative thinking.
I just want to mention to the viewers, but remember when I mention to the viewers, it's myself as well, that we need to start to think positively about the way we live our lives, especially we spend a lot of time at home. Try to think positively at home as well. Anything that goes wrong, you know, try to tackle it in a good way. Try to think and, you know, think positive. Inshallah, you'll get positive results. As they say, negativity only breeds negativity.
Right, subhanAllah. Hafsa, we do live in the United Kingdom. And in terms of fruits, you know, fruits are imported from all over the world. We've just received a message that you can also get it from a particular local store. So maybe next time, inshallah, if you're here, then hopefully we'll have this particular fruit ready for you. And then we can taste it and we'll see what you think of it.
We can give our reviews to the viewers as well.
Subhanallah, you know about, that fruit, pamela. Maybe you have had it, but maybe you just didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking because a lot of times there are many different types of fruits, isn't it? It's kind of like an orange, isn't it? So sometimes we just think, for example, if you go to Pakistan and you say, you know, you say this is an orange, whereas if you were to say in our own language, it's got 10 different words. Why? Because there's a slight difference.
Yeah.
If there's, you know, if it goes like this, a little like this, then it's something else. If you can peel it, it's called something else. And that's how it is in English as well, but we just generally, we just say orange.
What's a pinu in English then?
I think it's possibly mandarin. Or
mandarin?
Possibly, yes.
Si.
There's another one called... there's different words for it, isn't there?
Chica, that's right.
Mandarin is
one. Because you asked me a lot of questions, I thought I'd ask you a question.
SubhanAllah, I don't know much about fruit. MashaAllah, whatever I did say wasn't from my own knowledge, but a script which was given to me.
SubhanAllah.
And alhamdulillah, from that, yes, I did learn a lot, my dear.
Alhamdulillah.
But bringing it to a close, alhamdulillah, we're speaking about positive thinking. My dear viewers, there are so many people suffering from depression in this day and age, and one of the fundamental reasons is because they don't think forward, they don't have the happiness, and that's what depression is, loss of happiness. Why do they have happiness? Because even when you're in a state of sadness, you should think forward and think for happiness, inshallah, to come. Whereas when a person is depressed, he doesn't think positively, he just thinks negative, then he doesn't see anything for him in the future.
You know, there's a survey that I would report, 62% of people are depressed in the UK alone.
Yes, and in these countries, there's so much depression.
And then
whereas
what?
If you were to go to third world countries, yes, you know, we have so much. If you were to go to a third world country, I remember I saw some children, really, they were young children, they had no clothes or nothing.
Gee.
Really, I was shocked, and they were playing in dirty water. The water was so dark, really, but they were laughing and they were happy.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the times, you know, I used to say that as well, but alhamdulillah, a few months ago, or a year ago nearly, I thought, no, that's wrong. You know, whenever people say, oh, as soon as you touch down in Manchester, you can, you know, you're back to problems again. It doesn't have to be like that, you know. This is not a country where there's only problems. You know,
I think the people living in Manchester would be thinking, yeah. Why Manchester?
Yeah, but that's where the plane
lands.
We have an airport in Dewsbury at the moment. But, you know, again, that's because when you think negative, obviously you're going to feel negative as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, come back, you know, it's like, alhamdulillah, you know, people go to Umrah, they come back and they say, oh, that was the real world. No doubt you can't beat that place. But come back to a good, you know, happy life that,
yeah.
Inshallah, you're going to help the deen. And maybe, inshallah, you can go back there again.
The bliss will be attained from that, inshallah, will stay with you.
Ji.
That's all for now. Hafiz Sahib, again, Jazakallah Khairah for joining us. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Rise and Shine is brought to you each and every single morning. Please do join us tomorrow to find out more on that. That's all for now. Today is Fruit Day. Remember, it is also incredibly important to look after your health, to take care of your health. One method is to eat healthy. Possibly the most important way is to eat healthy, and important foods are your fruits. Try to eat your 5-a-day fruits, especially the pomelo if you do get hold of one. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.